Makoto Tomada on pole position for the third time in 2004 at the final round and getting a good start as well. Biaggi also away well from the front row. And look at Troy Bayliss on the Ducati. It's going to be Bayliss, is it? No, just the two Camel Hondas edging out the Australian into the first corner. Here comes Tomada on the inside of Biaggi. Tomada from Biaggi, from Bayliss, Gibbonau and Rossi. Absolutely packed to the rafters here at Valencia. Beautiful sunshine. And here comes the home star, Gibbonau, through past Bayliss for third place. He couldn't win the title in Australia, but he could make up for it here with victory in front of this passionate crowd at Valencia. Tomada's looking to make his break from Gibbonau, who's now to second place. Biaggi third, Rossi fourth. Nicky Hayden there in fifth place. And then it's Loris Capirossi, Troy Bayliss took behind. Here comes Gibbonau on the inside of Biaggi. Well, in the end, they both run it wide. And that allows both Rossi and Hayden through. Rossi and Hayden give chase to Tomada at the front. Then a slight gap. The battle for fourth place between Biaggi, Gibbonau and Bayliss. Rossi and Tomada having fun once again at the front. They've had some real old battles this year. And in fact, in the final nine races of the season, it's Tomada who's been the closest rider to Valentino Rossi in terms of points scored. 120 points from the last nine rounds for Tomada. Carlos Checa's final race with Yamaha ends in the gravel. He's going to be joining Ducati in 2005. And Ruben Schaus, also riding in his home round, has a spectacular crash to end the season. On board then with Sete Gibbonau as he charges towards the podium, but Troy Bayliss putting him under pressure now. Here comes Bayliss, in fact, on the Ducati. It's another crash for Marco Melandri. He's up on his feet, he's all right, but a disappointing end to the season for him. Biaggi now through to third place ahead of Hayden. Three Hondas in the top four. Valentino Rossi on the lone. Yamaha in second place, challenging for the lead now. Valentino Rossi through on Tomada. Well, we saw how much he likes a party in Australia. Rossi celebrated the title there with victory. Will he be celebrating once again here today? 12 laps to go and the world champion leads. Nicky Hayden has his two brothers, Tommy and Roger Lee, watching on from pit lane here. He would like nothing more than to challenge for his first victory in MotoGP at the end of his second season. Hayden there challenging for third place, but he's gone down there. Nicky Hayden, a strange crash, but the American youngster is on the ground. On board with him there, as you can see, as he's trying to get back into this race. And Michael Jordan, perhaps his biggest fan here at Valencia today, watches on and can hardly believe it. Hayden challenging for his best finish of the year and crashes out. How about that for a bit of passion? Michael Jordan visiting Europe to watch this MotoGP round and watch the master in action. Michael Jordan dominated his sport for a generation. Valentino Rossi is doing exactly the same thing in MotoGP. He wins the final round of 2004 at Valencia. Biaggi second and Troy Bayliss back on the podium for the first time this season in the final round before switching to Honda in 2005. The day and the season, though, has belonged to Yamaha and has belonged to this man, Valentino Rossi.
I think it's a great victory because the race was so hard for me and for everybody. At the beginning, I slipped on the start and lost a lot of time. But after I recovered at the beginning fight with Tomada, that in some part was very fast, but lost in some others. When he slowed down, I go in front, and after was a hard battle with Biaggi because he's behind but alive. So need to push at 100% to the end. But it's a fantastic victory, nine times like with the Honda. So I'm very, very happy. It was a great job this year for us.
Nine wins, as he rightly says, 304 points, the title back at Yamaha. Who would have believed it 1 year ago?